Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahrudin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRI, the English radio call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program, The Teacher, an introduction into the religious and scholarly life of the most outstanding Shiite dignitaries all across the history of Islam. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, there are two special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani and Sheikh Fadai. Sheikh Fadai, salam alaikum.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Rouhani, salam alaikum to you.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about an outstanding figure of Islam among the narrators of the Ahadith of the Shiite of the 3rd century Hijra. He was among the Sahabi of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, Imam al-Hadi. He was a wakil to Imam Hassan al-Askari in the city of Qom. And among the few people that had the chance of visiting Imam As when he was child, he is no one but Ahmad ibn Ishaq Ash'ari al-Qummi. Sheikh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother. Give us some information about the early life and the lineage of Ahmad ibn Ishaq al-Qummi.
Yes, Ahmad ibn Ishaq Ash'ari al-Qummi lived in the 3rd century, was among the Shiite narrators and muhaddisin. And of course, he was among the companions of the four Imams, Imam al-Jawad, Imam al-Hadi, Imam al-Askari, and the Imam al-Asr wa huna fida. As you rightly mentioned, it is said that he saw and visited Imam al-Asr wa huna fida when he was a child. And of course, it is also mentioned about him that he was he was the helper of one of the representatives of the Imam al-Asr wa huna fida, Uthman ibn Sa'id. He was like an assistant for this Uthman ibn Sa'id. And of course, it is said that the well-known mosque and masjid in the holy city of Qom, Masjid al-Imam al-Hasan al-Askari, was built by this great companion of the Imam and by the direct order of Imam al-Hasan al-Askari, alayhi salatu wassalam. He was among the qabila or the tribe of Ash'ari, who mainly lived in Kufa, and then they migrated from Kufa to the city of Qom.
Right.
And of course, yes.
Sheikh Fadai, being a Sahabi to can say the four Shiite Imams, especially the last four Shiite infallible Imams, gives a greater status and position to this man because that is the during of the Qayba. Not so many people are trusted by the Imams. In fact, the companions of Imam Asr and Imam Hassan al-Askari are among the companions who must be very, very much trustworthy. What was the main reason for the trustworthiness of the Imams to this man?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, at that time, because the time was the time of caliphate of Bani Abbas, and usually they were against Imama.
Yes.
Against the Ahl al-Bayt, so most of people were afraid of the kingdom. And there were a lot of spies in order to oppress Shiite people, so Imams couldn't trust all people.
Yes.
These people, like Ahmad ibn Ishaq al-Qummi, they had two characteristics. The first one is the knowledge.
Uh-huh.
They needed someone knowledgeable in order not to just to be mediator, to teach their teaching to other people.
Uh-huh.
They didn't just want someone like a telephone in order to convey the messages.
Yes.
Someone to convey and teach.
Uh-huh.
So the first characteristics was knowledge, that Ahmad ibn Ishaq al-Qummi had that. And the second one was taqwa. Maybe there were different knowledgeable people that time, different scholars, but we had some scholars with the wrong religions and beliefs, like, I don't know, people in Zaydiyah, Fatahiyah, I didn't know a lot of denomination in Shia.
Waqifiyya,
yeah, yeah. You know, they were muttaqi and alim people that reached the position of being trusted by Imam. But other point, which is interesting to pay attention about Ahmad ibn Ishaq Qumi, is the position of people of Iran and Qom at that time.
Yes, yes.
That they were in the position that Imam had a representative there.
Uh-huh.
All Imam didn't have representative in all cities and regions of the world.
Of the world, that's right.
No, just in the regions that people were with Imam. People were Shiites of Imam, real Shiites of Imam. So because in Iran and in Qom, there were a lot of Shias, they needed Imam. They needed this relationship.
Yes.
So Ahmad ibn Ishaq Qumi made this relationship happen.
Yes.
So why? Because of the people who needed him. So 2 points. First, the position of Ahmad ibn Ishaq, and then the position of Iranian and Qumi people, the Shias in Iran. You know, as you see, Imams, Ahlul Bayt, lived in Hijaz, but they were alone there. Their real Sahaba and their real companions usually lived in Iran. As we have a hadith from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, Rahimallah ikhwani.
Yes.
And companions asked, who are your ikhwan? You mean us? He said, no, you are not ikhwani. You are my companions. You are my sahaba. And they asked Prophet, so who are your brothers, ikhwan?
Uh-huh.
And Prophet pointed to Salman, said, his progeny. Because they live in the time that I'm not alive.
Yes.
They won't see me, and they are not in this region, but they believe in me, in my religion, and help my religion. So that is what happened at the time of Ahmad ibn Ishaq, real believer and Shias of Imam.
That's all right.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
As we said, he had the chance of visiting Imam As. Was visiting Imam As on that time very much difficult for the people? Imam was hidden on that time. What was the situation exactly, Sheikh Rouhani?
Yeah, you know that at the time of Imam Hassan al-Askari, alayhi salatu wassalam, due to the oppressors and tyrant kind of kings and Salatin of Abbasids who were searching to find the son of Imam Hassan al-Askari, alayhi salatu wassalam, and kill him. And of course, as the forefathers of the 12th Imam, all of them were killed and martyred by the kings and Salatin and Khulafa. That's why it was really seriously a difficult situation for the 12th Imam. That's why he was hidden from the sight of the people. Even at the time of Imam al-Hassan al-Askari, when Imam Hassan al-Askari was alive, this Imam was hidden,
okay,
the 12th Imam.
Yes.
It means that only very close, trustable relatives.
So this is Qibat al-Sughra now?
Not that way. We can say that only very close, let's say, reliable and trustable companions and relatives of the Imam could see him.
Okay.
One of them is this Ahmad ibn Ishaq al-Qummi. He went to Samarra once and asked Imam Hassan al-Askari, alayhi salatu wasalam, since he was a trustworthy person in the eyes of Imam al-Hassan al-Askari, alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked him that, oh, my Imam, my Lord, we can say, that who is the successor of you after you? He said, it is said in narration that Imam went to inside the house and brought a child with him.
A child.
A child, and showed him to this Ahmad ibn Hassan al-Qummi, and said that he will be my successor after me, that he will fill actually the world with justice. So it is said that Ahmad ibn Ishaq al-Qummi saw Imam al-Asr al-Mahun al-Fida in the presence of Imam al-Hassan al-Askari, alayhi salatu was salam.
Okay.
And that's why, of course, he was among the very few people.
Few people, that's
who
right.
Who saw the Imam.
Maybe not more than the fingers of the hand, not more than 10.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
They had the chance of visiting Imam As. That's all right. Again, we could say that after the demise of Imam Hassan al-Askari, Imam As reached the position of Imamat, and he was a child, isn't it?
Yes, so, 5 years old.
So Qibat al-Sughra starts from that time?
Yes. You know, when Imam Zaman was 5 years old, uh-huh. he reached the position of Imamah.
Yes. Like and, Imam al-Jawad, huh?
Yes, at that time. Okay. Imam Jawad was, I think, 7 years
seven
old.
7 years old, okay.
And, you know, because at that time, Imam was not in a safe position. The soldiers of kingdom were after him to uh-huh. kill.
Okay.
And in our Rivaya, there is a similarity. We can see a similarity between Imam Zaman and Moses, alayhi salam.
Uh-huh.
That Pharaoh was after him to kill.
Yes.
And we have, وَخَفَخَرَجَ خَائِفًا يَتَرَقَّبْ.
Yes.
Moses exited the city because he was not safe there.
Yes.
And of course, he was hopeful to get back to his people and save people from Pharaoh.
All right.
This similarity between Moses and Imam As is that Imam As went to absent to Ghaiba
yes.
because the situation was not safe for him.
Mm-hmm.
And we cannot say that so God could save him. No, all things cannot be derived by miracles. Of course, miracle is a reality. But all the aspects of life of Imams and Shias and Muslims cannot be controlled by miracle. What about other 11 Imams?
Okay.
Nothing miracle happened for him.
Yes.
If they could kill all the Imams, 11 Imam, they could kill the last one. So what about the guidance of people if they didn't have any Imam? We have لَوْلَا الْحُجَّةَ لَسَاخَتَ الْأَرْضُ بَأَهْلَهَا. If there isn't any Imam, mm-hmm. the earth will swallow all the people.
Yes.
So Imam didn't have safety to life,
yes.
but he was hopeful to get back. So what about people? What about Shia? What about Muslim? He had
should they
to,
be left alone?
Yes.
Okay.
He had to go to absence, but Shias cannot be left alone. So that is the role of wakala.
Yes.
First of all, four deputies were
yes.
called Nawab al-Arba'a.
Yes.
And here, because those Nawabs, they didn't have access to all the regions of Islamic society.
Uh-huh.
Again, there was a need, like Ahmad ibn Sa'd Rumi,
representative to
representative, yeah, to help
right.
them. So, you know, we have a verse in Quran, وَالَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. The real Mu'mins are the people who first believe in God, then they resist in the way of God against all the hardship. At that time, people in Iran and Hijaz, the real Mu'mins, they were under a lot of pressure by the kingdom, but they never stopped.
Yes.
They never denied their religion. They never forgot their belief. Ahmad ibn Ishaq used to teach people and answer their question.
Yes.
It means that people needed him, believers.
Yes.
They need the ahkam, they need the question.
Yes.
So imams control their shiat by the way of wakala and these people, virtuous people like Ahmad ibn Ishaq.
And the rich legacy remained for the efforts of these outstanding men up to now. Masjid Imam Hassan al-Askari in the city of Qom is one of them, answering the questions regarding jurisprudential questions, theological questions of the people of Qom by this outstanding man is another one. And as you said, the true rich legacy of the Shiites nowadays, you could see, in the city of Qom nowadays is very much indebted to the efforts of such
yes,
men
of course.
Like Ahmad ibn Saghr al-Qumi. Okay. It is believed that he passed away between the years 260 and 263. His holy tomb, it is believed, one of the guesses is that is in the city of Sarpol Zahab in Iran, also a visiting place for so many of the Shiites. But nowadays, Ahmad ibn Ishaq al-Ashari al-Qumi is mainly known because of Masjid Imam Hassan al-Askari in the city of Qom, which was rebuilt and funded by the late Ayatollah Lutfullah Safi Gulpaygani, may Allah bless the soul of this outstanding man too. Thank you very much, Shaykh Fadai and Shaykh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the life of Ahmad ibn Ishaq al-Ash'ari al-Qumi. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. See another episode. God bless you all. Fiyamana.